From the best-selling Heroes of History series, Emerald Books presents Dwight Eisenhower, Supreme Commander, by Janet and Jeff Benge. Read for you by Tim Gregory. For information about other titles from this outstanding series that brings history to life, please visit heroesofhistory.com or call 800-922-2143. Chapter 1. A Momentous Decision.
A huge storm, the fiercest June storm in over 50 years, is brewing north of us. Its full fury will be unleashed on the English and French coastlines by tomorrow morning,
Captain James Stagg announced in his Scottish brogue, a grim look spread across his face. Dwight Eisenhower looked out the window at the still, moonlit pre-dawn. It didn't seem possible that the weather would deteriorate so completely in 24 hours. Yet Captain Stagg was a skilled meteorologist, and as difficult as it was, Dwight knew he had to order a 24-hour postponement to the invasion. Before dawn the following morning, howling winds and torrential rains buffeted the area. Dwight was relieved he'd ordered the postponement. A short time later, as Dwight awaited Captain Stagg's next weather update, the wind relentlessly rattled the windows of the building they were in. Despite the foul weather, Dwight thought he detected a slight smile on the captain's face as he stood to speak.
"Gentlemen," Captain Stagg began, "there will be a high front passing over England later today. It will push the storm farther south. This is good news. I calculate there will be a 24 to 36-hour window of good weather starting early tomorrow morning."
Following the weather update, Dwight listened to the rain pelt down outside. How much did he really trust the Scottish captain? The lives of millions of soldiers under his command rested on the answer. Eventually he stood and said simply, "Okay, we'll go." Suddenly the room was alive with activity and noise. A myriad of things needed to be activated. There was no going back now. In 24 hours, the first air bombing of the French coast would begin, followed several hours later by the first wave of troops attempting to land on the beaches. In the midst of all the noise and activity, Dwight took a moment to reflect. A lot, perhaps even which side would eventually win the war, rode on the decision he'd just made. As a boy growing up in Kansas, he could never have imagined he would be the one to make such a momentous decision that would affect the lives of millions of people around the world.